It's time now to dive into the business world in Saskatchewan. I'm joined by our business analyst, Paul Martin. And Paul, interest rates continue to go up. We have soaring inflation on household budgets. What's this doing to consumer confidence?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question because, and we're not the only ones asking it. The pollsters are doing it. The banks are doing it. And so we're getting a lot of reports on this, sort of telling us what the mood of the Canadian public is on this stuff. And guess what? It's kind of negative. Probably no surprise there. But we got a Nanos report that came out that said basically half of Canadians feel that their financial situation is deteriorated. And, you know, they're feeling less confident, more concerned about it. We had one, you might recall last week, there was a report out of RBC that said Q2 of this year took the biggest hit on Canadian wealth of all time. It was like $1 trillion. But anyway, I mean, we should probably just keep in context. Those are big numbers, big sort of percentages. But it's sometimes it's as much psychology as it is reality, because it's all about real estate prices. I mean, the price of homes in Toronto and Vancouver in particular, they went through the roof. And so people's net worth went up dramatically. They didn't do anything with it in the sense that it was all on paper, and the only way to realize it would be to sell your house. But if you're in Toronto and you sell your house, I mean, where are you going to go? You either leave the city or you go buy another house of comparable value, so you haven't really moved. Now, what we've seen occur here is that the price of those houses has come down. So we're seeing real estate price drops in Toronto, Vancouver, to a lesser degree, Victoria and Halifax, but really those are the two big ones in Toronto and Vancouver. So as the value of a home comes down, so does the net worth. And you know, that's where this is evaporating, this so-called wealth. It's actually just all on paper.
In terms of big ticket items, Paul, what are people looking at spending their money on, or I guess maybe not spending their money on?
You know, that's another interesting thing. We're seeing people move away from home ownership because they simply can't afford it, especially those at the entry level. And they're being channeled more into renting. We're seeing fewer Canadian home owners than renters. The percentage is changing. We are seeing fewer people able to buy a house. And, you know, there's a concern in that because a house is the largest wealth creator and wealth holder for just about every average family. And if we're shutting people out of home ownership, it means they can't build wealth that they can use later in life or whatever. And that's probably something policymakers should be talking about. And I think if you look at what goes on in this country, it's one of the things that is a change from the previous federal administration to this one. Previous one would always sort of say, I'm going to help people buy a home. They would have, you know, discounts on taxes or something so you could make a down payment. This government, the Liberal government, is more about funding agencies and organizations that will create low-income housing. But that keeps people in the renter category. And so there's, you know, if you're looking to figure out what's the difference between those federal parties, there's one little differentiator. What's their attitude towards home ownership or home renting?
He's our business analyst, Paul Martin. Paul, thanks so much for this. Always insightful stuff. And we will chat again next week.
Not at all. Take care.